Chapter 8 Sin ducked as Kat's dagger narrowly missed his throat. He smiled at her skill, extremely impressed by it. It wasn't often he found anyone who could come close to striking him, and especially not someone who was put together like a brick house. Like Kish had said about Angelina, he wouldn't mind having his ass beat by Kat, so long as she did it in a black lace or leather teddy. Yeah. The thought of her naked in spiked red heels made him hard even as she slashed at his face. He caught her wrist as she swung back, but he wasn't expecting her knee a heartbeat later. It landed straight in his ribs. He grunted before he squeezed the dagger out of her hand. The next thing he knew, she'd headbutted him. Pain splintered his skull as his head snapped back and blood trickled from his nose. Damn, the woman could hit hard.
Oh my God! She said instantly. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to, I got carried away.
He shook his head to clear it, even though his forehead and nose were still throbbing and his ears were ringing.
You always apologize to your enemies when you land a solid blow?
Never, but I do so whenever I accidentally whack my sparring partner.
Rubbing his head, he smiled as he noted the red spot on her sweaty forehead. The flush on her cheeks made her eyes practically glow. Daughter of Artemis or not, Kat was absolutely beautiful.
What?
She said, stepping back.
Nothing. I was just looking at the red place on your forehead where you whacked me. I was wondering if mine looked the same way.
She let out a light laugh before she reached up and touched his head where it was throbbing.
Just a little, Uni.
Uni?
Her smile made his cock twitch.
Unicorn. You look like someone sliced the horn right off your forehead.
She lifted up to kiss the spot she was eyeing.
That kiss did nothing to ease the serious hard-on that was now aching unmercifully. It had been a long time since a woman had turned him on like this without being naked in his bed or down on her knees in front of him.
Then again, he didn't really converse with his lovers.
Basically, he'd spy them in the casino, pass a few strategically flattering words, and in no time they'd be in his room completely naked and sweating. Once he was finished with them, he'd send them packing. Yeah, he was what gave men a bad name, and he knew it. But he always made sure that the women knew before they left the casino that he wasn't going to be interested in anything more than casual sex. He didn't take their numbers and promise to call only to leave them hanging. They knew exactly what his intentions were from the get-go. As a rule, Dark Hunters were forbidden from having relationships with humans, and even though he wasn't technically one of their breed, he'd accepted that part of his life. His wife had humiliated him enough with her infidelities. The last thing he wanted was to give another woman any kind of control over his emotions. They just weren't trustworthy enough for that.
But something about Kat was different, and he didn't know what it was. Part of him enjoyed her teasing. Hell, he even enjoyed her barbs. That was something that had never happened before.
She bit her lip as she gave him a sympathetic pout.
I really am sorry I headbutted you.
It's all right. Remember to keep that aim. Unlike a daemon, the only way to temporarily stop a Galu is to hit it right between the eyes.
Or sever the spine, she said, to his surprise. Believe it or not, I was listening.
Good. That knowledge will save your life.
But he wasn't really concentrating on their conversation. His thoughts were on the sweat that was rolling down between her breasts, which swelled underneath her tank. His mouth actually watered for a taste. She was only a couple inches shorter than him, and in 4-inch heels, she'd probably force him to look slightly up at her. He didn't know why, but he found that thought incredibly sexy.
Yeah, he could easily see himself in his bed with her on top of him, her body naked except for those heels, as she ground herself against him. It was enough to make him crazy. When he developed a shoe fetish, he didn't know, but he couldn't get that image out of his head. Thanks, Kish. He'd have to beat the man later for this torture.